program is rated TV-MA-LV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Post.com. 50 shell-shocked teachers, staff flee chaotic Florida school district. By Slim Algar. Violent and disrespectful classroom behaviors led to a staggering 50 teachers and bus drivers to quit a Florida school district in the last 2 years. Ooh, bus drivers, man. I remember how fucking chaotic the bus was in the 80s, so I can only imagine what it's like now. Fuck. Probably just like fucking open air drug markets and stabbings and fucking sex acts. Fuck. Sorry, but I have to digress, and this may, you know what, I'm not going to. I was going to go to a place that would have taken me way out there, but I won't. Back to the article. Brevard County School District, the state's 10th largest, held a heated meeting Thursday that offered an unvarnished and often disturbing glimpse into the state of its classrooms. On an everyday basis, I am deflecting being attacked, scratched, headbutted, pushed, hit, teacher Alicia Gelderhaus said as her voice choked with emotion. I've had my hair pulled and pulled down to the ground. I've had my throat gone for on multiple occasions. It's on an everyday basis right now. Gelderhaus said staffers often commiserate in the morning to muster the courage to face the day, and then frightened kids are grappling with the same fears. I have students who are afraid every day in the classroom, she said. It's just not fair to them. That's what hurts my heart the most. The head of the district's beleaguered teachers union, Anthony Colucci, recounted recent incidents reported by staffers to school administrators. This is where it gets good. One student began masturbating inside a classroom. A fucking act that was recorded by a classmate and posted to a group chat. There he goes. Fuck. Another teacher was hit in the face with a tape dispenser while a colleague suffered a bite mark the size of an orange after a student munched on her arm. It's like a full, like a bull mastiff or something. Another educator frequently had to remove all furniture from her class because kids were routinely chucking it around the room or at each other. One district teacher said behaviors have markedly worsened since the pandemic, but the classroom behavior was already plunging before COVID-19. The pandemic was an accelerant to a fire that was already raging, he said. The same staffer asserted that sexual misconduct, drug use, theft, violence, targeted spitting, and property destruction had become the demoralizing hallmarks of his profession. Several speakers pointed to the ubiquity of cell phones as a driver of classroom disorder, casting many students as screen addicts no longer capable of sustained attention. Little fruit flies buzzing around in their own little cyber prisons. was a bit much. Asserting that a culture of unbelievable disrespect has taken hold, one teacher said her kids look at their devices hundreds of times each day and keep their earbuds in while lessons are in progress. Our students cannot look away from their phone, she said. They cannot stop texting. Students often tell teachers that they have to wrap up a text message before they acknowledge being called on or addressed in class. Educators routinely ask colleagues to watch their classrooms for a few moments so they can have a mini breakdown inside a school bathroom, a speaker noted. Veteran teacher Gene Trent said his colleagues used to call a student's parent or guardian to address problems, but those efforts have been largely abandoned due to futility. Trent said previously a parent would thank a teacher for reaching out and promise to address the situation at home. But in recent years, they often blame the educator for causing poor behavior. Other parents, staffers said at the meeting, threaten lawsuits for matters as minor as detention. Fuck. I couldn't imagine my mom threatening to sue the school if I got a seventh hour. You held my baby for an hour extra. I will sue you for $25 million. Oh, baby, we're going to get rich. They did that to you. Again, my mom's the one that in seventh grade when I got my first fucking paddling with a wooden paddle from a vice principal. I sat right across the desk from him as he called my mother at work and said, I'll never forget it. I have your son here. I want to administer 3 swats for insubordination. I'm calling for your permission. Thank you, ma'am. You too. Have a nice day. Click. Hangs up. I go, what'd she say? He said that she told me I could paddle you anytime I want to. And then he called in a fucking secretary to witness. I'm going to administer 3 swats for insubordination. She stood there and fucking whack, whack, whack. Beat my little ass with a wooden paddle, and I had to go sit for most of the next, hour that I was in, alternating between butt cheeks because they both hurt because I just got my ass beat. So the next time the teacher told me to shut the fuck up, I shut the fuck up. Well, at least for a couple weeks or months, but I got paddled a lot in 7th and 8th grade. I think I didn't get any after that. They just suspended me and sent me home. I'm speaking from experience here. I grew up in this public school system, albeit, generations, decades ago. Still, obviously, nothing's fucking changed. Well, I shouldn't say that. Hasn't gotten much better, it doesn't look like. But what have they removed from the classrooms? Punishment. Any type of punishment. Whatsoever, apparently. I mean, you can't even give a motherfucker detention without the parent threatening to sue the school district. And once again, I don't think these motherfuckers realize that when you sue your school district and they pay out millions of dollars, I mean, there goes a lot of funding for education. I presume your tax rates are going to go up. Back to the article. County Sheriff Wayne Ivey recorded a video last month vowing to crack down on unruly behavior inside schools, filming the spot in front of a jail. Ivy said classrooms have descended into chaos because kids no longer fear consequences. As a result, we are losing teachers en masse, he said, calling disruptive students clowns who are impeding the education of their classmates. Several speakers criticized Ivy at Thursday's meeting and highlighted that suspensions are meted out in disproportionately high numbers to Black students. Oh, you racist! You also racist? I didn't know that it was going to be racism in this article. I'm going to have to alert the ADL, right? Isn't that who you turn to when something like this happens? Oh, wait a minute. Our children are not clowns, said a local NAACP member. Fun fact, the NAACP was founded by business people. In case you didn't know. They are not snot-nosed, he accused Ivy of using scare tactics and bullying and pushing for disciplinary clampdowns. Another speaker said the district should emphasize diversity, equity, and inclusion in any new behavior code. That's the problem. There's been too much of that. That's why this is happening. I would feel more comfortable about the discipline policy if I knew diversity was appreciated in this area. Another district parent said, and I don't feel it. My fear is that the practices are inconsistent when I hear about the disparities. Yeah, that's the motherfucker who wants to sue the school district if their kid gets detention. So again, no responsibility from the kid, no responsibility from the parent. It falls on the educator, the school district, the government, you know, the government should be fixing this government. But when the government does fix it, like, okay, fuck it. Sorry. When the government had it fixed, where you come to school in the morning, you say the Pledge of Allegiance, pledge your allegiance to your country, that trickles down to your state, to your county, to your city, your school, into the classroom. Now in the classroom, you pledge your allegiance to your flag, you mention God, praised it to God, and you're in a regimented environment that unfortunately is the most effective for learning. Yes, you can learn shit sitting in the park, staring at the sky, but for the quote-unquote indoctrination that it requires to succeed or at least survive in this fucking society, you have to learn how to get up in the morning, report at a certain time, stay there for the prescribed time, and then go home. So it prepares you for life in the workforce, whether you're going to be going to, you know, self-employed, work for another company, it doesn't matter. You have to get up and do your thing. So, you know, all the problems that I had in high school with getting up, going to school and attending school and keeping my shit together in class and graduating, they were all corrected in the military. When a motherfucker came into the room beating a fucking billy club inside of a fucking trash can and screaming at me to get the fuck out of his barracks with my shaved head and my brand new cardboard uniform. And I ran out there, rushed in line, stood exactly where I was fucking supposed to, and marched off to wherever the fuck he was leading me. Yeah. And then when I got out of the military, everywhere I applied, I interviews and positions I took, I was often told, yeah, you're a model employee. Hey, we're going to promote you. We want you to do this. We'd like to, you know, that's how you do it, just by the simplest thing, like showing up every day. And again, sorry, man, I'm going into some deep shit, but it's like I've employed people, I've managed people, okay? And I've dealt with the same shit. And it's always a simple fix. When the motherfucker rolls in late, like the second or third time, and usually it's a good guy testing his parameters with me, and he'll say something to the effect like, oh yeah, sorry boss, you know, traffic or something. I go, here's how you beat that, man. I go, you're supposed to report here every day at 0700. okay? And apparently you're leaving at like 06:45 and you have a 15-minute drive, but this traffic situation. So what I would suggest is leaving at 6:30 every day and being here at 6:45. So even if you have a traffic issue and you put in it, you show up at, I don't know, 6:52, you'll still be on time, man. Doesn't that make more sense than you coming to me and blaming on some shit that's out of your control? Is taking a little more responsibility of you maybe getting up a little bit earlier, going to bed a little bit earlier, or not drinking as much the night before, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, you understand? Because I'm paying you to work, man. Right? Yeah, govern yourself. You know, and if that doesn't work, it's like, you're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's simple. One parent argued that disruptive students, regardless of race, should be removed from classrooms. Absolutely. If you are throwing a chair in a classroom, you do not belong there, she said. I'm sorry. If you can't behave, that's not my child's fault. My child's education should not be hindered because that child doesn't know how to behave. And by that child, I don't mean black, white, Hispanic, or anything. I mean the child who wasn't taught how to behave. That is... Again, the microcosm of our society as a whole. Very small percentage of people in this country, in your neighborhood, don't know how to fucking act. We've seen that. And they make it hell for everyone else. So, you know. The Brevard Board is developing a new disciplinary framework and will hold future public meetings on the issue. They're fucked. Like I said, it's real simple. Just start laying it down on the motherfuckers. If you can't beat them, put them in uniforms. Take them to what would be potential lawsuits and just make the motherfuckers wear uniforms and then let them drop out at the earliest possible fucking age. If it's 16, make it fucking 12. When they start talking about not wanting to go to school anymore, then say, bye. Here you go. You don't need a parent's permission or anything. You can quit and drop out of school anytime you want. Sixth grade, see you. Good luck in life. Go ride the rails and be Billy the Kid or a famous fucking rap star. Maybe you'll be discovered on a fucking basketball court in a YouTube fucking Insta TikTok video or some shit.
What century are they in?
Fuck you, son!